This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
We were lucky. We were starting to find this pattern of life. We're starting to realise that it is a thought pattern, and we're starting to break this thought pattern down. And when you start to break the thought pattern of life down, you start to walk in a different reality. Because you start to see different things. Because you start to realize that all things are thoughts. And this is where the oneness comes in. The oneness of all things. See? This oneness is the isness of all things. Or this oneness, if you put a name on it, is called God. But the isness. You see, what we're searching for is our home grounds. We're searching to find a way home. And to find a way home, what we have to do is look at everything in reverse. Because naturally, if you're away from home, if you keep walking, you walk further away. To find home, you've got to turn around. You've got to go the opposite. And instead of searching outside for the answer you seek, all you do is turn around and look inside. And there lies the secrets that you want. Now the idea is, when you start to look for yourself, don't get too serious, really. It really doesn't pay, because seriousness, like life, is a thought. And this thought creates a feeling. And if you create the feeling of seriousness, then you're in a very serious state. Very liable to have stress and strain and sickness and unhappiness and jealousy and everything else because of seriousness. Now, seriousness doesn't help you to do anything in life but destroy yourself. You see, you don't have to go outside and fix all your problems. You can't. You honestly can't fix your problems from outside. No matter how hard you try, no matter how many experts tell you, the experts have got the problems. We've all got the problems. As a matter of fact, the experts are experts at the problems. Nobody can tell you. You must look inside. And once, if you want to call it spiritually, you're truly awakened, that second, your problems will start to cease because you've stepped inside and you can see that it was thought that was creating your problems. You go and find out what your problem is, they try and boost your ego. So in actual fact, what they're doing is they're increasing your sickness. And this is why a lot of people, they go to those different places and they come away fighting instead of getting together. Couples go to these different places to find themselves. And quite often they come away fighting, or they're going to get a divorce, or they're really in trouble. Because they go to a place to get their ego boosted. And that's the blind leading the blind. You've got to destroy the ego. Throw it away. Oh God, I want nothing to do with it. Really? This is where freedom is. You see, it's not just a theory. It's not just a theory that if you start to give up the ego, which is an image of self-importance, whether in your knowledge or hidden. And believe me, it's like an iceberg. The greatest part of it is hidden. And you say, oh, me? Then you get all uptight. As soon as you go, whoop, for me, you're guilty. It's feelings. You search for feelings. This is really nice. All you have to do is listen to truth and search for beautiful feelings. And it's feelings that have been hidden. Beautiful, unbelievable, real feelings that exist within yourself, where your mind has taken you to a certain level of conscious state which refuses you the privilege of feeling and being those beautiful feelings. Eh? The mind refuses you permission. Because you remember, your mind's got free will, and it plays the game as it wants. So while you don't realize you're the controller, you're out of control, and you just let your mind and your everything run rampant. And you look at it and say, what can I do? Like, that's my mind. Like, what am I doing? Eh? So you run up to somebody else and you say, hey, I want to ask you something. My mind is running crazy. Like, what can I do? And he'll say, well, I'll tell you what to do. Try this, eh? Then you go back, you say, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. Well, try something else. I've got problems too, eh? Like this. So it's always the mind. Find out that one single truth, and you'll know the perfect psychology, psychiatry, theology. It's yours. You see, you already know it, because you know how life works. Because you are life. You honestly are life. Like, this isness is all things. This isness is energy manifest into form, eh? Via thought. Take the thought away, and all you're left is this isness. This isness is form, and it's formless. It's all things. That's why there's plenty for everybody at all times, if they can go within and realize that all things come from nothing. They come from beyond. They come from inside, eh? If you insist on the outside supporting you, then you're going to get in trouble, because you get into greed and you get into the world as it is today. So mankind, with his mind, tries to figure out his problems and only creates more, because the mind of mankind is the creator of all things right here, eh? And whatever we've got, we're responsible for. So what we've got to do is raise the level of conscious state of humanity even one little bit, and it'll get us out of the mess we're in. Because you see, when you start to raise the level of consciousness, everybody starts to see different. They start to see more positive, because they're heading towards the knowing of that it truly is a spiritual reality. That's what it is. That's what life is. It's a spiritual reality. It's a spiritual reality which appears real in another way. Huh? So you've got two reals. You've got the real outside and the real inside. And they're both real, and they're both true, and they both are perfect, eh? Because it's the inside reality, the creator, it creates the outside. They're all one. And when you learn this, you can jump in and out. You can jump in and out of realities. And this is what you've got to do, is to start to realize that life is separate realities. What I mean by separate realities is, another way of putting it is, level of conscious states. And everybody walks in their own level of conscious state and sees whatever they want to see. Now the second the level of conscious state rises, they see differently. Because they see more positive. Because the higher you go, the more you submit in this thing called ego. And the more freedom you're finding, the more love, the more understanding. Because it's the ego and fear are together like brothers. They really are. Ego and fear, they're both created from the same thing. It's fear. And you must rid yourself of this ego, and you rid yourself of fear. And when you rid yourself of fear, you start to walk in a different world. Because insecurity, jealousy, hate, all these things are insecurity. Nervous breakdown, sickness, all leads to insecurity. Find this happiness, find this security, and you'll find the greatest thing you're ever looking for is that everything is truly a spiritual reality manifest in form via our own inner thought. You'll live in two worlds. You'll have the inside and the outside. The outside is for the protectionist. Is where the truth is. Inside is all truth. Inside is total knowledge. The outside is the illusion. So pop in and out. Here's where the help comes. This is the only way that mankind can find help, is by looking inside. And as people start to look inside and they start to find the secrets of life, they start to find the psychological and all mental problems, etc., they find out. They find out how it works. in a beautiful way because they can see the perfection of it. And when you can see the perfection of it, you can see the funny side of life. Like, the more upset we get, the sicker we get. So the whole world gets upset over one little thing and everybody gets all upset. And everybody gets all sick. Whether mentally or physically, anyway. Just sickness is a lostness, eh? And they start to go into negativity. We all start looking for it because we're insecure. We search for negativity. Keep it going. That's not medicine. The true medicine lies within. You just look inside and it's there. It's a beautiful thing. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is hear. You don't have to understand, because I've already explained you can't possibly understand. I can't understand. There's no way. But you don't have to understand when you realize it is what it is, because it is. That's why truth's always been lost, eh? It's the easiest thing in the world to lose, because it can't be told. The second it comes out of the mouth, it's no longer truth. It's back to a concept, a theory. Thought cannot do it. But this is the perfect way. This is the way of life. Like, the mind challenges the ego, and it keeps going on, and it's the same thing, eh? The mind and the ego are the same thing, and yet they're challenging each other all the time, eh? And they're getting caught up with life all the time. They're getting all mixed up, and they're getting all those negative things feeding them, and they're playing a game, eh? And all you have to do is stop still. Like, the more you're into that, eh, the faster the world goes. The world goes fast, and it's just crazy, the whole world, eh? And it's going spinning around, and all of a sudden you say, quick, hold it. And the world stops dead for a microscopic second. And you pick up a little fact that will assist you to go elsewhere until someday the world will stop. Then you see. Then you know. And you find out the secret. See, it's something you already know. I swear, anything you ever find out, you already know. But it's hidden in the levels or the separate realities that exist within yourself. And you've got to go within to see those separate realities. You see, the word never changes. It's beyond the word. A lot of people talk words. A lot of people memorize words. And they sound the same. But you soon find out to memorize one single word of truth is to truly realize that you don't know it. Because once you see truth and you start speaking truth, you take your silly old mind out of the way and you say, hey, just do the job you were meant to do. And that is to see with a clear open channel all the way through to your own divinity, to where all things come from, where the secret lies, where the secret of the perfect life here on earth lies. The secret to all things lie, and you just keep it open. That's the state of meditation. And all you have to do is listen. You don't have to sit for hours and weekends on top of mountains, and that's not it. It's not honestly that. It lies within. You see, if you think that anything outside is going to give it to you, then you're saying it's not inside. No matter where you go, you take it with you. It's yours. You can't run away from it because it's the isness. And the isness is everything. It's just one. There's nowhere to go. You're already there. It's just the point is you don't believe you're there. You forgot. And all you need is that forgetting is like going to sleep, eh? You're in semi-sleep. People walk around out in the universe and they're in certain stages of sleep. We're like levels of conscious state, eh? Levels of sleep. And this has got nothing to do with the intellectual mind when I say levels of conscious state. Absolutely nothing to do with the so-called intelligence from the mind. It's got nothing to do with that. It's not a thinking process. Truth is not a thinking process. Truth just is. Look for feelings. Look for happy feelings. Look for beautiful feelings. Don't be afraid of them. Just look at them and find them. And hang on to them and never ask why. I wonder why I'm so happy. I've got no reason to be happy today. So therefore you're not. You spoil it, right? Because you bring a thought in to spoil it. Huh? Or I don't deserve this. That's another one. That's a favorite. Believe me, you deserve everything you get. And if it's really, really super nice feelings, that's what you deserve. Because when you start to live in the positive side of life, when you start to get those beautiful, positive feelings, this is where you start to find the relationship between thought and life. Only from here can you find it. Only from the positive side of life. Everything that comes your way, be grateful to get it. Be thankful. Take it. It's yours. And if anybody says you don't deserve it, nonsense, you wouldn't have it. You deserve to live in heaven here on earth at all times, because that's where you started from. You see, heaven and earth are the same place. The only one who puts the barrier between it is us. Once again, with our free will and our free mind, we've got a barrier. We say, heaven, sky. No. Heaven, conscious state. Conscious state. Spiritual state. It's a conscious state that lies within. That is heaven. The super conscious state, eh? That's us. It's me and it's you and it's every living soul on earth. This is where the manifestation of the form of life comes from. It doesn't come from any other place. And all you have to do is realize this is a fact or a part of the fact. And the second you realize a part of the fact, then you're on your journey to freedom. Then the world outside must change. You see, we can't possibly change the world. Nobody can. They'll change details, but they'll still basically be doing the same thing. It never changes. You've got to go inside, and from inside, then you look outside, and the world changes. Because you see a more positive life. And because you see a more positive life, this is what you throw out. And it's contagious. And people that are close to getting it will hear it. Then their life changes to more positive. Because they're starting to see the facts of life. The true facts. The truth that lies within this deep knowledge. And once you see it, you'll see that all religions are the same thing. They're all one. The only change is the manifestation, once again, of the mind process bringing in beliefs and rituals and dogmas to make it something that isn't. If anybody told me 4 years ago, just by listening to somebody talk, that another reality, and it would create such a change that all my life would totally change and I'd walk in a separate reality, I'd say it was crazy. But it's a fact. Once you're touched, you don't have to understand. Not from the mind. You just have to hear. And hearing, true hearing, is going into a meditative state to see a fact. I know a lot of people say to me, well, I got facts too. Eh? I know exactly what they mean. And they do. They have facts. I know they have facts. But they're mind facts. Because when I saw my first fact, I was 43 years of age. And the first time I heard a fact, my whole world just exploded in front of me. It was so simple. It was so simple a fact that it just broke me through into separate realities. Realities I knew that nobody in that particular place knew existed. And it was so beautiful, so devastatingly beautiful, that all my problems dropped away. They all started flashing past me as just fantasies, because I started to realize that insecurity was thought, my thought, and I was free. All my problems vanished. My whole world was an insecure world. My work was insecure. My part as a husband in marriage was insecure. I was insecure in talking. Couldn't talk to anybody. I was insecure in everything. And all of a sudden you find out that it's all thought. It really is just thought. Manifesting into your feeling. No, just a thought. If you start to realize that, then you're free. Believe me. That is the biggest one you can ever realize, is insecurity. With me, it was, that realization was so beautiful that I never slept for 3 days and three nights. I couldn't, because the world was coming into me. It was just coming in. It was coming in and with such love and understanding and such beauty and such simplicity, I couldn't possibly sleep. And on the third night, I started hearing in a meditative state. Because here the oneness is. Because you know the one truth is all things. And if you hear that one truth, you hear yourself. It was really a tremendous experience. It created what you call cosmic humor. Because you can see everybody taking a Nazi bunker role in life. And they don't know it. And they're not responsible for it. They don't know what they're doing. Nobody knows what they're doing. Yeah? Very few people. So you look at Nazi bunker life and it's funny. And people are really serious. And they say, I'm really serious. You say, I know you're serious. And I say, well, why are you laughing? They don't realize that I'm serious too, but without the feeling. Because it's the feelings that disturb us. So create good ones. I have no doubt at all you'll try. And that's better than nothing, eh? Until someday you just give up trying and you find them. What everybody searches for lies within them all, their own self. It's an identity that you've lost. That's what it is. It's an identity that you've lost. It's you. You're lost. Not you, the body. Not you with a little mind. But the inner you. The true you. The true self. That thing that lies inside. It's a spiritual reality that lies within. And if you can see past what you see now and look within and find a spiritual reality, then the reality that you now see changes, because the reality that you now see is the illusion. It is the dream. It's called life. And it's perfect. It's a perfect dream. And nothing in this dream can be wrong. Nothing. It only appears wrong to the mind. Because only from the mind is there wrongs. And it's the same mind that has created the life that we now see. It's a creator of its own fear. But if you look within, there's a greater creation. There's the very essence of life. There is, inside you lies the place or the space where the dream is dreamt. And all you have to do is wake up. It's like when you're having a nightmare. And it's real. You feel the pain. You feel the fear. You feel the hate. You feel everything in the nightmare. And it's true. You see. What you see is true. It really is. It's as true in that reality as it is now. As a matter of fact, in the dream state, you are closer to the true reality of life than you are when you're awake, focusing only from your mind. But if you're having a nightmare and you wake up, you know the feeling. You say, thank God it was just a nightmare. And this is the same as waking up spiritually. You start to wake up. The second you see your first spiritual fact, your Christ consciousness is touched. And at that second, that is when you start to wake up. And if you ever truly wake up, You'll wake up from the nightmare to the beautiful, absolute truth of the inner self, the oneness, the realization that all things are one, single, divine thought, broke up into pieces by a Christ-conscious state under the illusion of mankind. We have forgot how to wake up to see what is instead of what isn't. Because what we see really, really isn't real. The true reality lies within. And if you can go within from here, this, and only from here, only from here can the troubles and the problems of the universe be solved. It is the raising of the level of conscious state of humanity. This must happen to get ourselves out of the mess we're in. Because the mind that has created the problem has lost its identity. It is sick. It doesn't know what it's doing. It's out of control. And this is why the world is what it is. It's perfect. From the spiritual side, it's perfect. From the mankind side, because it creates so much hell, it is full of imperfections. And these imperfections are not created from the inner self, from the Christ consciousness, or from what was called God. It is created from the free will and the free mind of mankind. And all you have to do is to look within and see how beautiful and how spiritual you really are. And when this is seen, then the solutions to all your problems will come. And when you can solve your own, when you can see the spiritual side of its workings, how it is all thought, manifest into form, when you can see this, then you can help others. But under the illusion of the mind, of what we call intelligence, it is impossible. Because the mind, like mankind itself, is an illusion. It's the illusion forming the illusion with the idea that they're separate, playing the perfect game. And it is not until they see the oneness. This is what you search for. The oneness of all things. Because this oneness is the isness. And if you can see this isness, you will see everything is because it is. And nothing in the world can change it. The only way you can change the universe is by changing yourself. Start to see the spiritual realities that lie within, and you will start to see a more beautiful, tranquil, a more loving, a more understanding life. And from this position, because you're becoming healthy, you will start to help your way. But it is only through truth, by hearing truth, because truth is religion. It's a realization of a spiritual fact. And the person that realizes a spiritual fact, his wishes become true. His wishes are granted. Because he starts to find faith. And faith is knowledge being manifest into form. And if you can start living that, you can start to live in faith. And it's beyond what you think it is. Because when it's knowledge, it's life. Because all life is knowledge. All life is thought. Knowledge and thought. but take the true knowledge and let it go into your heart, and it will manifest and form all around you and prove its existence. This reality that we see now, it's a fact. It's here. It's a reality. It's true. But within this reality that we see, there is as many realities as there are human souls on earth. Because each living soul has a free will and a free mind to see whatever he wants to see using God's power. So we all use God's power to create whatever we are. But we don't know it. Because we're lost and we're sick. And we turn the power against our own selves. But the idea is to realize that all the power lies within. And knowledge takes you to levels of conscious states. Different realities. Different way of seeing. Seeing with clarity. Seeing not one little individual soul's trip in life and judging and analyzing, but seeing everybody, truly seeing everybody, is a spirit playing a game, and their perfect, unbelievable, absolute way, not knowing what they're doing. And if they're not knowing what they're doing, then you feel empathy, love, but not sorrow. Because sorrow is a sickness of the mind. Sorrow is only a feeling which we create and we put onto objects that we either see or things we hear. But if you can see the objects without the feeling, then you're healthy. Then you can help, because you still see. It's only when you stop seeing and when you stop hearing do you have the negative feeling. It's all thought. It really is. People can say, well, that's okay talking about all thought, but that's not thought out there. It really is. I swear before God, it's a spiritual reality, manifest in form via a superconscious state which lies within you. You are it. You are it. And all you have to do is wake up to the fact, to a spiritual fact. You see, when anybody speaks truth, they can't be hurt. That's why a lot of these incredibly beautiful people in this hall tonight. Other people talk to them and they don't hear them. They don't hear them. But they don't have to hear them. They only have to be present. And somewhere along the line they'll hear it, because it's a living soul talking to a living soul. It's not a person talking to a person. You see, we all try and help each other, which is a beautiful way, providing you don't get caught up in the feelings. Okay, just like the sorrow, providing you don't get caught up in the feelings. It's a beautiful thing to go out and help people and figure out what's wrong with them and talk about their past to try and help. But it's not really the way. It really shouldn't matter who that person is, what the person is, what's wrong with them, what isn't wrong with them, medically, like physically, mentally. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of problems you've got. It honestly doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what shape or form it comes in. If you talk the one truth from the impersonal, the person hearing, the problems are gone. I swear. The whole world is upside down. We all search for mind knowledge to try and solve the problems that we have. And you can't get it. Because the same mind that created a problem has to protect itself to verify that its existence is quite necessary. But its existence is always necessary for us to exist here. It's why we have a mind is the important thing, and why we really have it is to use it as a receiver from our inner divine creation, that which they call God, or the isness, because God is the energy of all things, not a man, not a person, like heavenly. When you see heaven, you relate it to a sky. You missed it. It's a state of consciousness. Because when you go inside, you realize that's all there is. It's one massive conscious state. Eh? It's so simple. It's the most complicated thing in the entire universe. Because the mind refuses to accept that it already knows. So it fights it with totally everything it has. That's a perfect game. You've got to find it yourself. You're truly responsible for losing it and finding it. It's just a cosmic game. It truly is. It's a cosmic game. That's life. It's a cosmic game. It has no beginning and no end. And anything can happen. Like, it's just endless. It's endless because it's nothing. All it is energy. See? Everything in the universe is energy. Either in form or formless. Yeah. Everything. It's all the same stuff. It's all the same stuff. And it's as endless as time. Because it's God. That's what it is. And this energy is everything. It's your knowledge, my knowledge, everybody's knowledge. It's everything that can be seen and everything that is unseen. It's there. And when somebody talks about it, you can't possibly understand it. Because all you've got is your own ideas to relate it to. And your mind says, well, I'm just stubborn enough, I'm going to get it. Eh? And it's not until one day you get it, what you're looking for, then you say, you know, I wasn't even thinking about it, because that's when you get it. Because when you see a spiritual fact, you can rest assured you're in a state of meditation. This is why people sit and meditate all over the world, is to try and find this spiritual fact, eh? Or at least a spiritual fact. Millions, millions of them. They can come in any disguise, come in any color, talk about anything. It doesn't matter. It's what's been said beyond the word that's important. Because the word itself is just a bunch of horia. And everybody that sits in this room hears the word differently. So it can't be truth. Because once you hear truth, you can't hear it differently, because there's only one truth. That's why a lot of people say to me, you know, one thing I don't like about all these different people, and there's all these different centers, you know, Victoria and Nanaimo and here, they all agree with each other, they never fight. And I said, well, that's the idea. He says, yeah, but they all talk the same kind of thing. They all see it differently, but the same thing. I said, of course. Because there's only one truth. It's something inside. You find out who and what you are inside. What you have in relationship to what is called religion. What you have in relationship to this spiritual identity that lies inside. And when you start to find you can rest assured you find one spiritual fact about you. You find the same spiritual fact about everybody in the universe. Because you see, there's only one truth there. And that one truth is that oneness. If you can go back to that oneness every time, you can't go wrong. It's the same as those people in here that have been listening and hearing spiritual facts. They've all cured themselves. They're starting to break down the jigsaw puzzle of life, the pattern to thought, and with it goes the negativity, because when you start finding this beauty, what you have given up to find it is the garbage. But as you start and find more and more beauty, you drop more and more garbage. You can take truth and you can bend it, you can shape it, you can stick labels on it, you can stick names on it, and if it's heard, it always comes out the same way, because there's only that one truth. A simple little thing like that. Everybody's got methods all over the place. Millions of them. Millions of books. But you see, it's very difficult to get out of a book. Because the book, like the word, as soon as it's written, or as soon as it's spoken, it's no longer truth. It's gone. Because it drops on the ears of what you call mankind. And it's not until this mankind is ready, or the portions within mankind that are ready, only they will hear. Only they will hear, and only they will rise in a level of conscious state to see another inner reality, to find what they've been searching for from the beginning of time. Remember earlier on I said to you, you don't have to talk about your problems. We just talk spiritual facts. And the hearing of the spiritual fact automatically heals all things according to your level of conscious state. It's like you go back inside to this thing called God or this energy. And the more you go back inside, you start to wake up. And the more you start to wake up, the more your godly powers that lie within become alive. Then you start to realize your minuteness in this universe. But even though you're minute, you are the whole. Because the rest, all the rest, is the same energy as God. And because you're inside that pool, that God pool, you can't separate. You can't go anywhere. Nobody can leave life. Nowhere to go. There honestly is nowhere to go. And that's the beauty, that you're always home. You're home in that place that they call heaven. But you don't know it. Because heaven is a conscious state. And it's not just a conscious state from the mind, saying, I accept this as I'm in heaven. That's not it. It's not a belief. It's a spiritual fact. It's an absolute spiritual fact that this heaven exists here on earth at all times for any living individual soul to see and to live in. Because it's from here that all things are manifest. It's simplicity.
Thank you for listening to this talk.